Welcome back, dear listeners. It is I, Asmodeus. I know it has been a while. I'm in Portland, Oregon at the moment. The weather is wonderful. Blandly gray. I love it. A nice umbrella does so complement a nice suit, doesn't it? I'm recording this in the middle of the night, so the sound of the city abounds. I'll be heading out this evening. I happen to know a slimy eldritch horror who is coming to chauffeur me around. Any city with 24-hour coffee shops is bound to have someone interesting to chat with. Well, not chat. As per usual, Keith has asked, I remind you all that my advice, while proper and correct, are my own opinions, and you can't sue me for listening. I'm a vampire. You can't sue vampires. Now let us begin. Dear Asmodeus, I recently decided to look up some of those really influential teachers I had growing up. I'm a pretty big success now, and I've always felt it was thanks in part to having great teachers. As a kid, Miss Thompson was my favorite. I used to say she was my best friend. But when I went back to my old stomping grounds, she completely blanked me. She didn't recognize me at all. I waved hello. I could feel my smile was a mile long. I had been expecting the huge reaction. It'd been years, but she didn't know who I was. I had to remind her. How can she forget me? I was her best student in the fall of 2002. We ate lunch together a bunch of times, and she tried to be all polite and fake, like it was coming back to her. God, I was humiliated. I guess my question is she a bitch, or am I an asshole? Sincerely, a student. Dear asshole student, you're an asshole. I take it she wasn't a math teacher, nor was that your best subject. Most classes have 20 to 35 students a year. It's been, what, 10, 15 years? Say 10. That means you put a zero on the number. That means 350 different snot-nosed brats screaming about their hormones and television personalities. Unless she taught in summer school, too, or more than one class, maybe four different classes a day. That means we're looking at closer to 1,700 to 20,000 different little monsters, all vying for the attention of one hapless woman in a thankless job. Oh, but I'm sure you were special. I bet you kept up with her throughout college, still saying hi at Christmas and following her on the Facebooks. Or maybe you're just a self-obsessed loser who had no friends in school, and she took pity on you and let you say you were best friends, which she most certainly did with at least a dozen other students. Leave this woman alone. Can you imagine what sort of loser she must be putting up with in her class right now? I think you can. A. Let's see. Next question. No. Ah, yes. I like this one. Dear Asmodeus, I forgot my boyfriend's birthday. I know, I'm terrible. What do I do to fix it? He went out with his buddies last weekend, and when they got home, they took turns hugging and saying happy birthday to him. I freaked. That night, I did some of the freaky stuff I'm not always down for. You know, like with butts. And I said that was his present. But I still feel terrible for forgetting. He says he didn't mind, but I feel like I shouldn't have forgotten. What can I do to make it up to him? Signed, Never Forget to Love. Dear, you forgot to include pictures. You got nasty. That is the happiest of birthdays. That is certainly gift enough for anyone, and if he forgave you, run with it. You're good. Until the next time, when you will no doubt have to debase yourself again. Maybe just do that more often until he can't remember his birthday either. Signed, A. Next question. Dear Asmodeus, I'm something of a crafty person. I have an Etsy page at... No free advertising. You can pay me if you want me to say the name of your Etsy account. And I've been putting together a few bigger pieces recently, culminating in something pretty impressive. Using a fair spare parts, two IKEA furniture sets, and my glue gun, I've created Robert. He is 6'1", with one blue eye and one purple. His skin is mostly pale and pink, with a few darker regions. He's warm right out of the shower or microwave, a good listener, gentle and great with the local kids, but he is a good enough lover, but it's just that he sees me too much as a mom. Recently, afterwards, we were in bed and I was reading him a story. He can't read yet. And he said, good night, mom. And well, that got me feeling a little weird. Should I make a new one? Would that be like cheating? Should I stick with Robert? And if so, how can I get him to think of me as his girlfriend? Also, do you know any way that I can quickly warm up about 260 pounds of flesh and metal without leaving the inside cold and the outside burning? Sincerely, Crafty, Crafty, Crafty. Dear Crazy, 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 why did you give it a mouth? Wait, no, dumb question. Vocal cords. What does it need vocal cords for? Listening does not require a reply, and while you may need a tongue, that's really all. Also, is Bob battery-operated or plug-in? Either way, remove the vocal cords to avoid difficult conversations and remind him that you brought him weeping and scared into a world he cannot comprehend, and you can send him right back out of it. And you could replace him shortly after, if he complains. Signed, A. Oh, and P.S. A good-sized oven is the best option to reheat. It takes longer, but it warms everything evenly and brings back that fresh, just-made-it flavor. Also works for leftover pizza. Dear Asmodeus, I am moving apartments. I was seeing a woman for 2 years and things are ending. There isn't a problem or anything. She's moving for work and we kind of hit that wall of do we get married or move in together or do we end things? And I'm not ready. That's not my question. We agreed it was for the best, but I can't keep the place I'm in, so I'm moving out. The thing is, I think I'm too old to be asking help for moving. When I was in my 20s, I could offer pizza and beer and get my bros over to help out, but things are different now. Tommy and Lewis are doctors and have a kid. Eric splits his time between Ohio and Pennsylvania, flying on the company dime. I'm a school teacher. I have to pay for the paper I print the kids' homework on. I can't afford movers. I guess I sort of feel guilty asking because my career doesn't get any easier, money-wise, I mean. It sort of still feels like I'm a kid myself. So I want to ask for help with the move, but I'm too old, aren't I? Darren Green, Ellis Brunhauer Elementary, proofread by Mr. Green's fourth grade class. Dear Mr. Green, you let elementary school students listen to this podcast? Ask your friends. They are still your friends, aren't they? If not, then they are snobby buttholes. Moving is a pain, I'd imagine. I've lived in the same house for like 5 generations, but I remember the boat. Ugh. We came to America on one of those foul vessels, and it took months. Steamer trunks and crates and statuary. Good lord, it was awful. I had to spend most of my days below decks because of the wretched sun and stupid people. At night, I would walk the deck to feed, fuck, or occasionally throw luggage or statuary overboard. The whole moving thing sucked. But I remember all of the Belfords running around and carrying the load. No one was left out. The adults moved something. The infirm and the older children carried the younger children. You'd think we were fleeing something. Wait, were we? Doesn't matter. It costs nothing to ask. And maybe pizza and beer won't do. Maybe wine and breakfast tacos. Keep up with the times if you cannot keep up with the Joneses. They may have the money, but you will have the moral high ground should they refuse. Oh, and you could offer to tutor their dumb kids later on. Hey. That'll do. I think that's fine. That's plenty. I'd like to thank you again for tuning in, my dear listeners. My vacay is nearly done. I'm planning 2 more stops before getting back home. You will hear from me soon. Now, if you'll excuse me, according to my phone, Squidface is downstairs waiting and has been for about 15 minutes. Ta. Hello, strangers. It's C.M. Maganya here. I just have a quick little message for you. This has been a strange and unusual production. Remember, if you'd like to contact Asmodeus, you can leave a question via Twitter at FriendOTFamily or hit our website at snu.wtf. Good night.